Hi there. Welcome to my free e-course, 4 Quick and Simple Ways to Change Your Life Now. I'm guessing that the reason you signed up is because you have some things going on in your life that you're not so thrilled about. I bet you know exactly what you don't like and don't want, but sometimes it's hard to know what you do want. This e-course contains 4 lessons that will help you zero in on what you really want and what is important to you. You'll cultivate immediate changes from the inside out that will last a lifetime. The cool thing about the lessons in this e-course is that all you really have to do is ponder. See, I told you it was simple. Yep, I just want you to think about stuff. No fancy equipment, no expense, and no big, scary, time-sucking things to add to your list. Instead, take a few minutes. I told you it was quick. To read or listen to the lesson, and then think about the questions at the end. Now, of course, you can do this when you're driving to work. You can do this while you're in the shower, you know, when you have a couple of minutes. And if you're so inclined, you can jot down your thoughts like on the back of the grocery list or something, or a piece of scrap paper, or use that pretty journal you have tucked away for someday. As you become more aware with each lesson, you will notice that your perspective has changed. And with that, you will notice that you make choices that better serve your vision of the authentic you. Next thing you know, life has changed for the better and for good. So without further ado, let's go on to lesson 1, which is called awareness. I'm going to start with a quote by Georgia O'Keeffe. Nobody sees a flower, really. It is so small, and we haven't time. And to see takes time. Awareness, mindfulness, living in the present, it all sounds so simple, yet it's not. And it's so important. Just think, you're unable to choose to change anything or evolve or do things differently if you're unaware that things need to be different. Being aware can help us to change our behavior immediately. Think of a woman who finds out she's pregnant. Now, the day before she finds out, she is blissfully drinking a couple of glasses of wine and hanging out with friends at the local smoky bar after working a 14-hour day at the office. Now, the day after she finds out she's pregnant, she stops by Whole Foods after working a more reasonable work day to stock her home with healthy foods. And we find her sitting with her feet up, drinking a bottle of water and reading What to Expect When You're Expecting. However, that example was an easy one. How about when someone brings to your attention that you're always complaining or pointing out that they're doing something wrong or losing your temper or talking down to them or yelling at your kids? Are you aware you're doing these things or are you on autopilot? Or how about when you drive somewhere and when you arrive, you don't remember how you got there? You barely remember driving. Where was your mind and awareness? Now, when we concentrate on being in the moment and paying attention to what we are doing right this second, we can more easily respond to each situation as it arises instead of reacting to the triggers of situations from our past. Being aware of each moment allows us to escape regret about the past and to eliminate stress and worry about the future. The Buddhists say that there is no past or future, only the present. This concept is difficult to accept because we have such vivid memories and we can conjure up such horrible what-ifs. However, it is impossible to change the events that happened in a present moment long ago, what we refer to as the past. The only way we can be in charge of what we call the future is by making choices in this present moment. And to do that with care, we must practice awareness, and mindfulness. A way to do this, to truly experience everything you do. Our life is filled with distractions. To be more aware and in the moment, do away with as many distractions as possible. Yeah, right, huh? Well, instead of thinking about the day ahead while you're showering in the morning, get back into your body and its senses. Really feel the water from the shower. Actually enjoy the warmth and the way the needles of water hit your back. appreciate that you have the great water pressure that really rinses that shampoo out of your hair. Oh, and while you're at it, doesn't that shampoo smell good? As you shave your legs, notice how the skin goes from stubbly to smooth in one stroke of the razor. By the time you emerge and dry off with your, now notice it, fluffy cotton towel, you'll feel like you've had a mini vacation. Instead of worrying who'll pick up the kids after baseball practice, or what you're cooking for supper, or if the boss is going to be in a good mood, you are unable to take any action about those things while you're in the shower. You can only shower in the present moment. Of course, like anything worth doing, this takes practice. When you're cooking supper, cook supper. Pay attention to how the knife cuts the veggies, how the meat sounds when it hits the hot skillet, how that glass of wine really tastes that you're sipping while preparing supper. Leave off the TV while you're knitting and enjoy the texture of the wool as it slips across your fingers in the needles. Notice the tension with which you hold the yarn and the beauty of your stitches. Listen to the very faint sounds of the needles that they make as they move across each other. Take tiny, tiny bites of the next piece of chocolate you eat. Savor the velvety texture and notice the time it takes to melt in your mouth. In the next phone conversation you have with a friend, be fully present. No email or internet surfing while you're on the phone. What are they really saying? What are the hidden messages behind the words? Are they hiding their sadness behind a joke? Now, does being aware take any additional time? No. Does being aware and in the moment relieve you of stress and worry? Yes. Does that make life happier? Yes. Life is so short, and being aware is a way to squeeze every bit of enjoyment and experience out of our time here. Awareness is the first step in change. Now, here are some questions for pondering or jotting down. And you may want to listen to the recording again to really, you know, give the information time to sink in. Sometimes it takes a couple listens or reading throughs to get the message. So over the next few days, notice, are you fully present and in the moment as you complete your tasks throughout the day? Or are you stewing about what happened yesterday or worrying about what's going to happen later this evening or next month? Also notice, are there particular times or activities where you notice this most? The second idea for pondering or jotting down is pick a couple of activities where you can practice being in the moment. Use your five senses and eliminate distractions. Or if a distraction happens, like your child wants to talk to you while you're cooking, stop cooking and give your child your full attention. Be present with them. I find this practice of mindfulness truly helps the stress level, especially when you feel like you have too much to do. Pay attention. Do each task fully, and when it's finished, go on to the next one. Multitasking is actually a myth. So that's the end of Lesson 1. Be on the lookout for Lesson 2, which will arrive in your inbox in a few days. And if you're enjoying this e-course, please be sure to tell your friends to visit my website and sign up at www.lisakpart.com. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this lesson. I'll look forward to hearing your thoughts. With love from your partner on the path, it's me, Lisa. Thanks. Bye-bye.